I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. By taking action on health issues before pregnancy, certain risks and complications to mother and baby can be prevented. To talk about preconception planning for women with pre-existing medical conditions is Dr. Scott Sullivan. He's a professor of obstetrics and gynecology and director of the Division of Maternal-Fetal Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Sullivan, what are some of the most common pre-existing medical conditions that may make pregnancy more difficult or create increased risks for a mother and baby?
There's quite a few, but the most common ones we see would include hypertension, diabetes, depression, smoking, obesity.
And how can preconception planning or even checkups help in these scenarios that you're just describing?
Fortunately, a lot of the changes we might recommend are relatively simple, like adjusting the dose of a medicine or changing a medication. But unfortunately, some of those things take time and may take a few weeks or even a couple of months. A classic example is one medicine for hypertension might cause birth defects, but most don't. So you could identify that and change it.
And what really is the impact of this kind of effort then before a woman is pregnant who does have pre-existing conditions?
The goal is to have a healthier pregnancy with better outcomes for both mom and the baby. Examples might include less early birth, a better birth weight, fewer newborn complications, or fewer hospitalizations for mom during the pregnancy.
And do many women with pre-existing medical conditions have preconception planning? Is this the norm?
I wish it was, but we know it's really not the norm. Best estimates are that only 15% of patients who have a medical problem actually have it addressed in a preconception visit. So it's something we're really trying to increase.
You mentioned depression briefly as a pre-existing condition. What typically happens in that scenario if a woman is in fact on some kind of antidepressant medication and she wishes to become pregnant?
It's a very common problem. It can affect up to 10% of women. So some of the medications are safer in pregnancy than others, so it's an ideal time to transition people to medications we favor. That can take anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks to safely do that. We can also triage people if they're not doing well. They may need more intensive treatment, a referral to psychiatric specialists, or increasing their therapy visits. It's really an ideal time to get them as tuned up as you can for pregnancy, which for some people can be a stressful time or a time that can exacerbate symptoms.
And how much extra prenatal care might come into the picture then once a woman is pregnant and she does have some of these pre-existing medical conditions?
It does vary somewhat, but for a patient with, say, hypertension or diabetes, it would be more ultrasounds and more visits. And patients with more complex problems may be seen once or twice a week.
Dr. Sullivan, thanks for providing this information about managing pre-existing medical conditions before and during pregnancy.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.